Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. This show is all about you, and I am so glad that you tuned in with us. Look, this show is about helping you become the best version of you. No one can take responsibility for your health but you. You're the only one that can do it, and we want to help you no matter what it is. We want to help you get there. The food you eat, the exercise you get or don't get, the sleep that you get, all of that matters to make you who you need to be. Look, your health is so vital and so important, and we want to help you get there every single day. And if you're tuning in and you want to reach out to us, you can call us, you can text us, you can DM me on any of the social media platforms. Look, we're everywhere. Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, whatever you want to do, just reach out. Whatever is your fancy, not really so much on Snapchat, but we'll figure it out. Pinterest, eh, but you can get on the others, and we're there just for you each and every day. Of course, I think everything's, you know, listed here. You can go to the website, all that kind of stuff, but we're here for you. We want to help you, encourage you, and get you to that next level with your health and your life. Now, I know you're sitting there waiting on the phones. The lines are full right now. Always keep calling in, though. We'll always get you in somehow, some way, to make you part of the show. Now, we've got Samantha in Maine, and she wants to know what to do when you're postmenopause and how to eat. Okay, now, let me tell you, when you're going through that postmenopause time and it's the hormone thing and you're really concerned about it, it's really no different than if you were 25, okay, and had no hormone issues. Because the reality is, creating the right hormone environment when you're 25 or 45 or 65 or 85 is the same goal. The end game is the same, okay? So if you're wanting to eat for whatever you want to call postmenopause, I mean, like, let's just not even categorize it, okay? Like, let's think about, how do I optimize my hormones for wherever your body is and whatever season that you're in? That's the better way to frame that, because you really want to get into a place where your body is taking in the right kind of nutrients so that it can function at its highest level. Because you don't have, you can function great at 65, and you have estrogen, unless you've had parts removed, then you have progesterone, and you can get the body to maximize its own. I tell this with men all the time, and testosterone. Everybody's wanting to take injection and do gels and all that, and they're 40, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, your body can produce so much hormone, but if there's blocks there and there's barriers there, then it can't do that. And that's what you have to do a lot of times, is remove the block and remove the barrier and get the body to a place where it can function. And that's really the key. So postmenopause, let's talk about hormone environment. What's the best thing to do? Number one, an anti-inflammatory based diet with the right amount of protein. So you want to do equal amounts of lean quality protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then good healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. Why is that? Your proteins really need to be 1 gram per pound of body weight. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you need about 200 grams of protein a day. Protein really is your number one, what we call macronutrient. The macronutrients, proteins, fats, and carbs. Okay, protein is number one because it's the building block for lean muscle tissue. If you're going to build lean muscle tissue, which you need that for proper hormone health. And that's why it's important. Remember, muscle is the secret and the fountain of youth and the key to longevity. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. You lose muscle, you gain fat, you're going down. That's when the going downhill thing happens, okay? So we want to focus on building muscle in every way possible. And if you maximize your hormones, you're going to maximize lean body tissue. It happens every single time. So that's the key. Number one, protein. Get enough protein. Number two is get enough healthy fats. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. Butter is good. Egg yolks are really good. You have to have a good balance of omega-3 fatty acids and also some healthy saturated fat. They always say saturated fat's bad. It is if you have a ton of it. but your body needs it. And if you don't have enough saturated fat, guess what? The omega-3s can't work. So the body loves balance. It doesn't like extremes. Okay, remember that. That's a big key. So when you're dealing with hormones in that kind of level, just know this. You have to focus in on proteins and fats. Those are the two. Carbohydrates are only important that you don't want to eat too many of them. Because a higher blood sugar level, guess what? It affects the hormones in a negative way. It can bring the hormones that are supposed to be up down. And so that's why you want to keep your carbohydrates in check. I like more of a low-carb diet. And if you're going to do moderate, I mean, 30% of your 33% is kind of low-carb. Okay, you're not doing like 60 and 70% of your diet carbohydrates. So you just want to make sure you're giving your body what it needs so it can function well. Now, I know you're thinking, like, what are the 18 supplements that I need to take post-menopause? It's not that. Like, it's not that. It's just not. It's about the food you're eating every single day. And it's also about this. It's about exercise. Your exercise matters. Like, you need to be exercising 6 to 7 days a week from here on out until you go home to Jesus. Okay? Like, you know, if you believe that, whatever. So, that's just a phrase. But the reality is, you need to plan on exercising every single day. There are no off days in this game. Okay, you want longevity and you want high quality of life and you want your body's hormones to work great post-menopause, then you're going to have to get to work every single day. Work. And I mean exercise just 30 minutes. I don't need you in there for 2 hours. But it's walking. It's playing racquetball. It's jogging. It's getting on a treadmill. It's weightlifting. It's something. But I can tell you this. It's not gardening. Like, I'm not okay with you going out and plucking around your garden and call that exercise. Some people do. I don't. You know, and just because you're in Florida and it's 98 degrees outside and humid and you're sweating does not mean the gardening is causing the sweating. You're just sweating. We can sit on the porch and have tea and we're both going to sweat. So you can't call that like exercise. Not okay with that. So you got to get your butt moving every single day. Okay? That's key. Your health, your eating habits, your exercise habits, and then here's the other key for hormones that nobody talks about is your sleep patterns. Sleep is so important. Sleep is vital for your hormones, whether you're 25, 45, 65, 85. It all matters. It helps self-regulate. There's the thing called a circadian rhythm. And when that circadian rhythm, which is a rhythm of your sleep cycle, when it is regulated, your body is functioning, your brain is functioning, your hormones are functioning in the way that it needs to. So I encourage you to really get into a place where you're focused and you can get the right kind of nutrients in on a regular basis and get focused on that. Now, I would get some blood work done with your primary care physician every 4 months from this point on. That checks all the basics. You want to check your vitamin D level. You also want to check your omega-3 fatty acid levels because they tend to be very, very low on most people's lab work. Getting the omega-3s up is going to help every other cell function in the body, period. Low levels of omega-3 is one of the biggest reasons for a declining immune system and also vitamin D3. So I would have those two checked regularly to see what's going on post-menopause. That's just a big deal. You want to make sure the environment is good. Now, the last thing I'll give you is this. I give you 100 things, but I'll just give you these few tips, is drink plenty of water. Like, your fluid intake, it matters. And making sure that you're getting plenty of electrolytes in there. So your magnesium, your potassium, all of those are, and sodium, even sodium, is really important. Getting everything that you need so your body can function in the best way that it can, it really does matter, especially when you're dealing with hormones. Like, it is, you cannot get dehydrated and have healthy hormones working in a great way. Okay? Hope that helps you. Make sure to reach out to us always here on the show. Go to the website. You can DM us, any of the social media. You can text me. Now we've got a text number you can do. You can go to the website and text it. Whatever. Any way you want to reach out to us, we are here to help you. We want to see you go to the next level with your health and your life. And look, I'm giving my book away for free. Totally free. I've been doing this for a while, but it's my hardback copy, my international best-selling book. Hit number one on a lot of the lists. We'll send it to you absolutely free. All you got to do is go to myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com. And we'll send you a copy of that right to your doorstep.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
More, connect with On-Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
simply say it'll change your life. If you join and get into our health club, which is our inner circle community that I'm a part of, and I really spend a lot of time with our people, and I call them family. But we're going to put the time in and put the work in with you. And if you'll give us like 2 minutes a day to put the work in, you'll have the health that you've always been looking for. And that's what this show's about. That's why if you just tune in for 2 minutes a day, I hope you watch or listen to the whole thing. But if you just tune in a little bit, take a nugget that I talk about and practice that. Add it to your daily routine, to the things that you normally do. And you can make a major difference in your everyday life. That's what this whole thing is all about. All right, let's get to the phones and talk to Bailey. Bailey has a health challenge. Bailey, what's your health challenge?
I would like for you to talk about, I had a hysterectomy and my bladder is falling out. What can I do about it?
Okay. So when you have a hysterectomy and what's happened is, you say your bladder's dropping or whatever, the muscle that's down there in the pelvic floor muscle has become weak. Now, one thing you can do to strengthen that are exercises called Kegel exercises. Very hard to describe just verbally, but I would look them up. Kegel exercises, your OBGYN can help you with that, or your family physician can help you with that. But Kegel exercises are great, and they help to re-strengthen that muscle. If you are overweight, and that tends to be a big riding factor with women that have this issue, even if it's just 20 pounds, it doesn't have to be like 100. But if you're overweight and carrying a lot of extra weight in the abdomen area, then you're going to want to focus in and really begin to drop that, pull that down, exercise more, and get into an anti-inflammatory-based diet that can really help your body decrease in that area and, you know, lose the weight around the waist. That is such a critical piece to your overall health and getting your body to function at a very high peak level. I can't even tell you how important that is to really get your body where it needs to go. But I would start there. But those exercises are important. There's no supplement pill wonder thing that you can do, you know, for that. You have to get to a place where you got to do the work. And that's just it. And a lot of times the weight loss is going to be a major key with that. Now, I will tell you that you can use something called manganese. It is a mineral that we really don't get that often in our foods. You can get up to, I think, a small milligram at most health food stores. Go to my website. If you go to the website there, you'll be able to find it there as well. All of our vitamins and minerals that we have, I help formulate, and they're all organic, of course, and natural. So I would encourage you, really, to just look at giving your body the right tools for what it needs. Because you can't just take manganese and not do the Kegel exercises and not lose weight. Like, the manganese is not going to fix this issue. I just want you to get that. Because a lot of people just want to take a pill, they want to drink something, drink a shake, whatever, and everything is better, right? But it's not. It's a combination of things that you have to do the work. So I know you'll do that. If you need help from me or my team or our health coach providers or anybody, we're always here for you to help you in whatever capacity that we can. You know, this show is about you. It's about your health and your life. And I hope that you're making the right kind of choices every single day, regardless of what you struggle with, regardless of what the doctor has diagnosed you with. You can get better. You really can. And that is an absolute key. John, in Los Angeles, California, he asked, what can I do for better prostate health? Okay, it's pretty easy. One thing I want to tell you with the prostate is, if they look to where they're going to ever want to take it out because of cancer or whatever, make sure you get a second and a third opinion, because there's a lot of different views on how to handle the prostate. If it's just swollen or something like that, look into progesterone. Okay, get some blood work done with your physician. Have them look at your progesterone levels versus your estrogen levels. Many times, and research has been done, that as we age, men, our progesterone drops. If your progesterone drops, it can cause the prostate to swell. And that's something that's not talked about a lot. So keeping your progesterone levels up is going to help with testosterone levels, which is a good thing, right? And then it'll also keep the prostate from swelling. Now, you can use things like pumpkin seeds and eat those on a regular basis. You can use saw palmetto, which has been used for a long time. Turmeric with curcumin is very good, too. It can help tremendously when you're just trying to get the prostate healthy. But I'll tell you a big one, especially with everything going on right now, is zinc. Zinc is a mineral that is just vital. Like, as men, we need zinc. And if you're zinc deficient, guess what's going to swell? Prostate. It is, every single time. So I would look into zinc and make sure that you're doing everything you can to get the right amount. You just can't get enough of it in food. You just can't. You can't get enough of zinc in food. Typically, you're going to have to supplement with it. That's what we found in a lot of the clinical studies, especially to get the immune system up, which is a huge benefit of zinc as well. So those are some great things that can help. Now, don't forget the prostate. Very, very important. Exercise has been shown to support the prostate in a great way, too. So don't forget the exercise. I don't care what you do, but if you're over the age of 40, start doing something every single day and don't back down. Push through it and create those habits that can give you the kind of health that you're looking for. Do you have a hard time eating healthy, or maybe it's exercise? Like, what do you really struggle with more than anything? I want you to identify that, to maybe write it down on a piece of paper, put it on your phone, put it on a post-it note, and put it on your refrigerator or whatever, your bathroom mirror. And I want you to look at what your greatest challenge is, and I want you to write the solution with it. So if you struggle to eat healthy, write your solution of what that is. If it's eating healthy, I want you to start eating one healthy meal every single day. Never quit. Never give up. If it's exercise, I want to encourage you. I don't care if it's cold, rain, sleet, snow, uphill, both ways, no excuses. Find something you can do 10 minutes every single day. Walking, treadmill, mini trampoline, whatever. Okay, but I want you to find out whatever your greatest challenge is, write the solution, and I want you to read it 3 times a day. Every single day, read it 3 times a day, and then guess what? Do the activity. And just make sure the activity is once a day. Maybe, like I said, exercise, eating one meal, whatever it is. And watch what happens to your habits. Watch what happens to your body and your health over time as it becomes to grow and get better and get into the next level that you're wanting for your health and for your life. Let's talk about nuts for just a minute. Nuts are powerful, if you haven't figured it out already. If you haven't seen the study on nuts, they're one of my go-tos. Like for me, there are certain things I eat every day. I eat beans, greens, and berries every single day. One of the top longevity experts in the world has said all the studies have shown beans, greens, and berries every single day for longevity. And then nuts, I would add, is a number 4. Nuts is a number 4 to that. Why is that? Because colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer in the world. But in America, specifically, it is.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
USA Radio News.
An outspoken critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin will remain behind bars. Lance Pry reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's number one critic, Alexei Navalny, was convicted Tuesday of fraud and contempt of court and sentenced to 9 years in a maximum security prison. Alexei is already serving a prison sentence of about 2.5 years for violating parole. All this after he survived a poisoning attempt by Russian security forces in 2020.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is set to address a special NATO summit on Thursday, according to his spokesperson. The summit, in which U.S. President Joe Biden will participate, is to discuss Russia's invasion of Ukraine, NATO countries' support for Kyiv, and the further strengthening of deterrence and defense against Russia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
NFL teams have been granted permission for blockchain sponsorships.
The NFL is allowing teams to look into deals with blockchain and NFT companies. After it evaluated the technology, the league saying it will allow promotional relationships without undertaking excessive regulator or brand risk. The NFL said teams and the league must proceed carefully because of evolving regulations related to the technology. Advertising for NFTs and NFT companies are not allowed to use team marks and logos. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Toyota will pause production at its southwestern Indiana assembly plant for 5 days in April because of supply chain disruptions. The Princeton plant will be idle on April 1st, 8th, 14th, 15th, and 18th. On those days, Toyota employees will have the option of reporting for work to perform various tasks at the plant using a paid time off day or taking unpaid time. The plant has a workforce of 7,200. Actor Amanda Bynes has been released from a court conservatorship that put her life and financial decisions in her parents' control for nearly 9 years. The judge said the 35-year-old Bynes has demonstrated she's competent to handle her own affairs. And this Sunday's Academy Awards will attempt to bounce back from last year's pandemic restrictions and low ratings. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
They have found that, and lung cancer is number one, by the way, they have found that with nuts, that it just eating nuts every single day is a 65% reduction in colon cancer. 65%. That's 1 ounce. That's like a handful. So with almonds, it would be like 15 almonds. With Brazil nuts, it's about 5 Brazil nuts. With cashews, about 15 cashews, right? So just by eating a handful of nuts every single day, you're going to reduce your colon cancer risk by 65%. And in addition to that, your fiber intake. They did a study for colon cancer, and they found that your fiber intake, for every 10 grams of fiber you take in a day, you reduce your colon cancer risk by 10%. So think about that for just a minute. I mean, like, we've been telling everybody forever in medicine that you need 30 to 35 grams of fiber a day, and that's true. Do you know the average American just has like 10 to 15 grams of fiber a day? Only 1.5% of Americans now eat vegetables. Do you hear crickets? Like, that's amazing. So we know smoking's bad for us, but a lot of people still do it. We know drinking excessively is bad. A lot of people still do it. We know that vegetables are good for us. Like, our parents told us that, no matter how much you hated it as a kid. But there's a lot of adults doing the adult, like the kid thing, and they're not eating vegetables at all. So you can't have a healthy colon and not follow these principles. So I'm going to give you some easy ones. Get your fiber intake up to 50 grams of fiber a day. You can do that easily if you're eating vegetables and beans and nuts, like super easy. Have nuts every single day. Do your beans, greens, and berries every single day. And guess what? You're going to be able to avoid the number one cancer is lung cancer, and it's not just from smoking. It's from the air and the environment. But guess what? I personally believe that if you do everything for colon cancer to get the body healthy, that you can avoid the others as well. I want to encourage you to realize that all you got to do is make today a brand new day. Doesn't matter what you did in the past. Okay? Focus on today. That's your gift. And realize that your best days are still ahead. Your health is all about choices. It's not about so much genetics. Genetics play a small role. It's about what you do every single day. Whether you work out and exercise or you don't. Over a period of time, whether you eat healthy or you don't. So no one can do this for you. I can't do it for you, right? Your doctor can't do it for you. Your friends, your family members, your coworkers, like no one can take responsibility for your health but you. You have to do that. You have to be the one that steps in and says, you know what? Enough's enough. You have to be the one that says, I'm done. You have to be the one that says, I'm not going to keep doing this anymore like this. I'm not going to keep living like this. You have to be the one that steps up and says, I'm going to be better for my family. You have to be the leader to step up and say, you know what? Of yourself, lead yourself. You have to be the one that steps up and says, enough. I've had enough. And you're going to be the one that steps up and says, I can be better. I can do better. I can have more and be more. You have to be the one to do that. Nobody else is going to do that for you. So this show is all about you, helping you to make the right healthy choices and to reach your potential and become the best version of you. That's what this show is all about. And that's why we're here with you in the trenches every single day. You can call us here on the show always and give us a call. And you can also text if you want to do that, the whole texting thing. You can send me a DM on our messaging service, so you can do that as well with all the social media outlets we're on all of them. And so you can send us anything there, but make sure that you connect with us. And like the lines are full right now, as usual, but keep calling in. Don't ever let that deter you from calling in. Always call in. And look, we'll get to you as we can. Even if it's one of my health coach providers that needs to get to you, we will get to you and help you in any way possible to be the best version of you. That's what this whole thing is about. It's about helping you thrive, helping you make it, helping you go into the next level. And that's what we want to see happen. All right. Now I'm going to go to the phones now and talk to Alexander. Alexander, what's your health challenge?
Calling about my mother, who's almost 90.
Okay.
She got Parkinson's and some dementia, and I wanted to talk to figure out if there's a way to. She's on a bunch of different pills. Is there a way to reset her? What can we do about her diet? What's a good thing for us to try to do?
Look, man, I think it's cool that you're calling in about your mom. I love it when, you know, women call in about their mom all the time. But I love it when a son calls in about their mother. It just shows the level of who you are. Because I think a man that in turn helps take care of their mother, it's a great trait. And you don't find that much anymore. People get too busy. They stick them in homes. And look, if you've done that, hey, look, if that's what you need to do, you need to do. Okay, but I'm just telling you right now, like a son that steps up and says, you know what, I've got, because all men have a lot going on. We all have a lot going on. Women have a lot going on. But the one that raised you, when they need you to take care of them, like, you need to be there. That's a whole other topic I can get on. But Alexander, I'm just glad that you're doing that. And I'm glad that you're taking the time to figure it out and have this conversation. It's a big deal. So what do you do? She got dementia. Okay. She is on medications. I would tell you this. You don't want to try to alter that medication based on what the doctor's doing. You just don't want to do that. You really want to focus and take what they're telling you. It's not so much you can kind of clear things out and reset it. Dementia is a very slow, progressive type issue. So is Parkinson's. But what we do know is that it's related to the nervous system. So the Parkinson's and dementia, we know for a fact, it has to do with the brain and the nervous system. So what do? We support that. You want to give the body, things are breaking down in those areas for certain reasons. We got to figure out what that is. And it's different for different people, but we know there's some basics that you can cover. And number one is this, anti-inflammatory diet. It's in my book. If you need a copy of my book, just go to myfreehealthbook.com. We send it to you for free. It's a hardback, my hardback copy, my bestseller, and it's got the whole anti-inflammatory diet laid out in there. We will send that to you absolutely free. Just go to myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com. Okay, go there. But starting out with the anti-inflammatory diet, getting her eating choices down. Now, this is mom, okay, and you are the son, right? So there's this thing where they don't want to listen. Trust, I know, I had an amazing mother, okay? They don't want to listen, but that's okay. You've got to package it in a way to find out the foods on the list, because there's a whole list on the anti-inflammatory diet of the foods you can have, foods you have to stay away from, and just get on that list and find the things that she likes. Like, look, Mom, you can have chicken, okay, but you can't have French fries, right? So, but you can have sweet potatoes. I mean, like, you want to get through that with her, make a list, and then go do the shopping and make it happen so she'll eat these things. So an anti-inflammatory-based diet, very important. Number two, you got to figure out her fatty acid levels. Why? Because the fatty acids, omega-3 fats, are very important for the nervous system, and most people are very deficient, especially if they're dealing with Parkinson's and dementia. And unfortunately, it's not a test that we normally test in standard medicine. When we're looking for nutritional deficiencies, we have to get to a place where we're looking for those nutritional deficiencies, and then you'll be able to figure out, okay, that's what's happening here, this is deficient here, the omega-3s, if they're low, it's going to impact everything else. So we have to figure out what the omega-3s are at the levels, because if they're too low, then it's going to cause them, it's just going to go an issue all the way around, memory, everything. So let's start there. Number two is vitamin D. Getting a blood test done for vitamin D3, knowing what that number is, understanding what that number is really, really important, especially with dementia and Alzheimer's. And then you've got other neurotransmitters like dopamine that are players, serotonin, epinephrine, norepinephrine, the adrenal gland system. Like, it goes on and on. There's a lot. So I would encourage her to get with one of our health coach providers that can really help and dig a little bit deeper with her, because she's going to need to be with her physician that's doing all the medications. It's not like you can just pull someone cold turkey off of that and not do anything. Like, you have to get to a point where you're listening to them, you're doing your research, maybe we're helping you in some capacity, but you know, it's a process, right? Like, she didn't get to this process of being diagnosed overnight. This is over years. I mean, this thing's been building for a long time. So the eating habits is something that you can control right now. Getting a blood test done for fatty acids and knowing if she's high or low. Getting a blood test done for vitamin D. See, these are things that you can control at home. If she's low in vitamin D, she's got to take vitamin D at a certain level. If she's low in omega-3 fatty acids, she's got to be putting that in her body every single day. No questions asked. Like, it has to happen, right? So there's all these things that need to be looked at, managed in the right way, and that's how you're going to win this battle. But the cool thing is that you're in it. And the great thing is that you're calling about her, which I just respect tremendously. And, you know, get a copy of my book. Go to myfreehealthbook.com, get a copy of that, okay? And it's free. Just go there and get it. And start on that journey with her. You know, help her go in the right direction. Because many times, look, a person that's in the mom category, or even dads are even like harder to crack through. They've got habits, right? And you have to break through that. And you know, it's hard when you're the son, because they wiped your butt, right? Like, they raised you. Like, they did all that. They spoon-fed you, and they've seen you grow into this amazing adult. It's very hard for them to kind of take advice from you and go a certain direction that you want them to go. So I encourage you, take your time, take it slow. But the great thing is that you're engaged and you're doing it. And I just commend you for that in a major, major way. Make sure to give us a call anytime. The number's right there. And also, send me a text. You can send me a text, and you can DM anything on social media. If you want to DM, that's a great way to go, just to get in touch with us. I mean, look, we've got so many ways to stay in touch now. It's amazing. If you haven't joined our health club, I want to encourage you, join the health club. Get into it. It's our inner circle, my inner circle. I get in that thing with everybody, and you're able to access me at a very high level to ask me direct questions. And, of course, everybody's helping everybody, which I love. But that's the health club. So you just go to myfreehealthclub.com. You can join there as well. So exercise, we know, is important, right? We know that. I mean, it's like if you're not under a rock, then you know that. Exercise is important. But what they found was really important. You think exercise for, like, older people, right? People that have in their senior years to stay healthy. They found that young women, like in their 20s, had 50% better brain function and 50% better strength and sharper minds when they worked out and they exercised on a regular basis. And regular basis was like 5 days a week, okay?
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
So think about this. So if you're younger and you're thinking, well, I just want to have my bikini figure. Okay, that's cool. If you're younger and you're just thinking, well, I just want to feel better. And okay. If you just want to lose, you trim your waistline down so you can look great for Instagram. Okay, whatever. But I'm just telling women that they need to look at exercise as a long-term gain because, you know, there's so much that goes on, and they didn't do the study on men, but I've got to believe it's the same. I mean, I've been exercising ever since I was 17, and I haven't missed a day in all those years, not one. Even through surgeries, travel, I haven't missed. And my goal is not to miss until I'm out of here, okay? So I made a commitment to myself for that when I was 17 that I would always work on myself every single day and never give up and never back down. And it's really, really done me well. It's served me well, and it's helped me in my longevity and my strength and my conditioning and really my life in general. So I want to encourage you that with the study that they found with women, guys too, look at creating a routine. This is not just for abs. Okay, abs and biceps and pec muscles, that's a byproduct of it. Yeah, I mean, of course, we all like to look good. But think about it for the body you've been given, because the body you've been given is a machine, and it's a gift. And so what are you giving back from being given that gift? Are you taking care of it? Are you throwing trash in it? Are you letting it get rusty? Are you letting it get to where it can't function? So, I mean, you ask yourself that kind of question. I encourage you, what are you doing to make yourself better? What are you doing to thrive, to be better, to do better? What are you doing in that category to make sure that you're doing everything that you can do to maximize the gift that you've been given in your health? Your health is your greatest wealth. No one, and I mean no one, can take responsibility for your health but you. And that is the absolute key. Let's go to the phones right now and go to Emma. Hi, Emma.
My question is, what is the best snack for a diabetic? My fiance is a diabetic, and I really need to know what is the best snack for a diabetic, because he can't eat just anything like I can for a snack.
No, I understand. So when it comes to diabetes, this is the rule of thumb that you can use all day long. And it's good for you, too. Even though you can eat everything, okay, there comes a point where everything is still not healthy, okay? Just because it doesn't affect you yet, it will catch up. So here's a good principle. Snacks always need to contain either a protein, like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, or a protein powder or a protein bar, or a fat, like almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, something along those lines. Or you can eat those together or eat them separately, but those two food groups stabilize blood sugar and they don't cause it to rise. With diabetes, you want to eat meals about every 3 to 4 hours, small snacky meals or a regular meal, because that helps. It helps to balance everything out, helps to really get everything going the way it needs to. I would encourage you to do that. That is a huge key with the game of diabetes. Stabilizing blood sugar comes down to what you eat. So you could have an apple and a handful of almonds. You could do a protein bar. You could have 2 hard-boiled eggs. You could do a handful of vegetables and some Brazil nuts. You could do so many. You could do a hard-boiled egg and some nuts together. But what you don't want to do is just eat some granola bar where your sugar levels spike through the roof. There's nothing in it but processed carbohydrates, and then you're throwing off everything. Like, you don't want to do that for sure. So I encourage you, there's a thing called the glycemic index scale for carbohydrates. Go look at that. Go to glycemicindex.com, I think it is. But just look up, Google the glycemic index, and look for foods on the carbohydrates that are 40 and under, 40 and under. And if you do the 40 and under, then you'll stay in the category that really works well for stabilizing blood sugar. But, man, if you stick with the proteins and fats, that
is the best way to go. I always tell you that you can call us. Make sure to call us right here. You can call the number. You can always text me. Send me a DM on any of the social media. We're always here for you each and every day. This show is to help you. It's to help you grow and become the best version of you. Now, JC in Tupelo, Mississippi said, and this is in the email, by the way, he said, I was wondering if you had some thoughts on someone who's trying to lose weight and build muscle at the same time. I've never been into weightlifting, but I want to start. What do you suggest? Well, look, now you, out of all the stuff I talk about, like, this is what I really love. Why? Because it's something I've been doing since I was 17, and it's a passion of mine. It really is. I love to see the body transform. It's why I work out every single day. It's why I eat healthy every single day. I've put on like 100 pounds of muscle in my lifetime. You know, all natural, the whole thing. So I know this is my jam, right? Like, I love body transformation. So one of the keys that you got to look at is, number one, you got to fall in love with weight training, resistance training. And even on the days that it's hard, you still have to go. I still, to this day, and I've been doing this for years, I still have to talk myself into going to the gym a lot. Because I'm either tired, I've got so much demand on my time, my life right now, that there's just, you know, you just have to make yourself. But I'm committed. See, I created this commitment years ago, and I won't break that commitment. I just won't. So I would encourage you to get someone to teach you about weight training so you learn the proper form and do all that. But the question is, you want to lose weight and build muscle at the same time. A lot of theories in the past said that you can't do that, but I'm here to tell you that you can. There is a real strategy to gaining muscle and losing fat at the same time. You can't do it. The first thing you got to do is to make sure you've got some kind of resistance training routine, which I just mentioned. The second thing is you've got to get enough protein in every day. Protein is a macronutrient. Things like chicken, fish, beef, eggs, those kind of things are things you need to put in your body at a high level. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you need 200 grams. Remember, 1 gram per pound of body weight every single day. That's the key. Every single day, you don't miss. Like for me, I look at my protein grams every day. That's like my first thing I look at as far as food goes. The second thing is your fats. Your fats are important because they regulate your hormone levels. If your hormones are good, then you'll maintain lean muscle and you'll burn body fat. So you want to make sure that you're maintaining the right amount of calories coming in to give your body what it needs. Okay, so the fats are really important. Things like almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, butter, egg yolks. You want to aim for about, if your body weight's 200 pounds, you want to do your body weight times about 0.4, and that gives you the grams that you need every single day. Okay, those are the two things as far as eating goes that you need to work. Then you got to work out your calories. Usually it's your body weight times 13. But we've got a very calculated way of doing that. Our health coach providers that we have will get an exact way that's designed for your body of eating the right way.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.